Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We're bringing Victor Costro back on the line, who is the CEO of Fine Designs and also the new show host of the Mentors by Design podcast that we'll be talking about that launch. So a lot of great things to talk about. We'll talk about the podcast launch. Of course, we're going to talk about Victor's participation and an upcoming Mission Matters book launch. So great stuff there. But just to get us kicked off, hey, Victor, welcome back to the show. Good to see you.
Yeah, thank you, Adam. I'm glad to be here.
So come on, you're in Paris today. I noticed the camera angle and everything else. I'm like, what's going on? He's not in his office. So in Paris, huh?
Yeah, well, there is so much to see here. As always, this is probably my 10th trip to Paris alone. And it was supposed to be home by now. But what happened was during my trip, as usually, you go get a test and I got a positive test for COVID. So I ended up, you know, taking care of myself. And now I have a negative test. So I'm ready to go home. But yeah. I love this city.
Awesome. Well, glad to hear that you're doing better and feeling great. So let's get this episode kicked off and start it the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So Victor, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Victor, what mission matters to you?
As always, remember about the potential that people have. And I'm eager to unleash the potential that potential leaders have, you know, young people in general. That is my target, and that is the meaning to my life, to help people to reach to their potential.
And so we've, for all the audience and everybody that's listening, so we did a deep dive into Victor's background as an entrepreneur. So we'll of course encourage you to go check out that previous episode where we do a deep dive. But for this one, Victor, I do still want to go over, you know, some of your background as an entrepreneur and story for all of our new listeners. So maybe tell us a little bit more about your background as an entrepreneur.
Well, I'm asking myself sometimes, could it be different for myself? But what I remember, you know, taking roots, you know, you're as a kid in Soviet Union. And first of all, business mentality is not even selling there. So nobody is even selling you this. Nobody's telling you this. But that, you know, being in 15 years old, I was able to manage, you know, go to negotiate with one person, go to negotiate with another person, and ended up trading, doing a lot of different trades. So by 16 and a half to be more exactly, I was able to afford a car, which my father, who's been already almost in 50, could not afford to have a car. And I'm almost 17, and I was already driving a car, simply doing those trades. So I guess naturally for me, negotiate with people, doing different trades, doing different business, it just overall has a lot of passion, and I could see myself doing this with closed eyes. So I guess from the start, I figured early enough that is where is my niche, and so that is my calling. It's very important to, as early as possible, speaking of the leadership, speaking of the business, to understand what is your calling, where is your passion is, and that's where it's all started. So anything, whether this is educational system, which I shared with you last time, my struggles that I have and the difficulties to explain to my father and to the teachers of that system that mentioned to me that in life you will never do what you're passionate about. In life, you just have to get used to discipline yourself to do what you have to rather than what you want to. So that's where my first belief went to. I fought for it.
Yeah.
With all of my beans, I fought for it and ended up dropping the college at the time when I was successful. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't see the meaning behind this. So I'm kind of maybe ambition. I may be asking too many questions. And mm-hmm. until I find the answer, I would not stop. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of my DNA continually to be even today.
And one of the things that I like about your story, and that's just really interesting to me, is that if you think about something like even, and I didn't know that story, by the way, we've talked to get together many times about the car story and your father and, mm-hmm. you know, yourself and affording a car. Like, I knew that you were ambitious. I knew that you were, obviously you've done well in the United States as a businessman. And we'll talk a little bit about Fine Designs as well for those that aren't familiar with it, but big company, do a lot of great work. But that being said, like, there's opportunity everywhere. You were making opportunity in the former Soviet Union where maybe many didn't see opportunity. There maybe was, I mean, you were, it's hard to do what you did. Like, it's not easy.
Yeah.
But you were looking under rocks. You were doing what you had to do, maybe literally and figuratively, but you were doing what you had to do, searching for opportunity. So I think that's a big theme, because right now, I mean, obviously we always want to have that trait, but right now, you know, the last couple of years, some people have done pretty well. Some people have been displaced, not just from homes, their homes, right? Literally, but also in the situation of like businesses or models changing and need to pivot and find new ways to provide value to the marketplace. But, you know, that theme of searching for opportunities and making use of what you have, where you're at. Like, you couldn't change the entire former Soviet Union.
Right.
No way. You're one person. But you couldn't change an entire society's mindset or framework about the way that they felt the world should be or life should be. But you were in control of yourself. And you did have, let's say, an uncommon result in a system that wasn't necessarily in your favor.
Right.
I mean, so what would you say to those that are out there right now that are maybe going through maybe some of their own struggles in figuring out their place in the world?
Well, obviously, there is different levels for people. Some could be like early in life, they still trying to pick up the direction they want to go. For that people, I emphasize one thing. Wherever you see, like you mentioned about the vision, what mm-hmm. you're able to see, if you see the possibility and mm-hmm. if you see the opportunity, you have to grab it. You have to act on it, on what you seen today. You cannot just chicken out. You cannot study that until you have 100% of confidence. You will never have 100% of confidence, but that is the gift. To see mm-hmm. the opportunity, you already have to see that as something, you know, very, very, very positive in your life, and you really have to act on it. For the people who is like on the level where they establish one thing, but they mm-hmm. still feel like they have a lot of more potential to do something else, whether this is to invest or whether this is to open another business, maybe a franchise, that's also great. And I found myself, especially like about maybe 15 years ago, when mm-hmm. I thought, how about I'll open the coffee shop, and, you know, in Seattle, when you have Starbucks. Back then we had the Seattle Bass and we had the tallest, mm-hmm. all three of them, they were on the same level. Hmm. Today, it's obvious Starbucks is the king, but back then, three of them was on the same level competition. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, if we add the value, if we just give people the value, maybe we can compete with a brand like Starbucks.
Yeah.
But it was a hard lesson to learn. Because in the corporate world, still the branding has a lot more influence, a lot more impact on people's mm-hmm. decision. So even though I thought when you give them with a $3, $4, or $5, the value much higher than Starbucks, for example, still you cannot compete with somebody giants like Starbucks. Even back then, they were not as big as today. Mm-hmm. So. I learned that lesson. And from that, I moved to, you know, another thing. So all I'm saying is there is always an opportunity. There is always opportunity to learn. My principle in life is always the same: is if you see it, act on it. If you're on that level, you know, as a beginner, or whether you're on a different level, you, as long once you see it, you have to act on it. Yeah. Like you proved to me once again, even with this podcast, you guys came to me and offered me this, be part of this. At first, emotionally, you're just getting excited, but then you think through it, thinking, wow, how can I pull this all together? Yeah. But again, a life work out to the way where you see with opportunity, you see much more. And now you see the team of people. And I just didn't know you about like 6 months ago. I had no idea who is Adam Torres is, but now there is different connections.
Yeah.
Through your connections, I'm learning a lot more. And I'm sure a year from now, if I want to think of the new opportunities, there will be a lot more than, for example, just a year ago. So, but would I have that if I would not act on it? No. So first step, when you see it, you act on it, and then you do the best possible job for what you have today. You have to be really loyal to yourself, to God, because once you grab that opportunity, that just shows to God himself how much you value every gift he's given you.
Yeah. And just for everybody watching this and listening to this, I mean, Victor, he practices what he preaches. I highly encourage you to listen to that previous episode we did together, because, you know, Victor came over here not necessarily knowing the language quite as well. A lot of cultural disconnects. I mean, one of the stories I remember was, you know, not Victor not actually knowing, you know, the sales process and to follow up and what worked for sales, and for him to, you know, be going months without sales and doing hundreds of sales calls, and like, and thinking that when somebody tells you they'll get back to you, that they're actually going to do that, like not knowing the follow-up process, not That's knowing funny. What was necessary, not knowing the word, well, knowing he knew the word perseverance, but not knowing how that related to the to closing a sale and getting a client and getting a deal, and not knowing how to be, you know, tastefully aggressive and not too pushy, but making sure, like, all those things. Hilarious episode. Check out the last episode we did together. It was so much fun. But Victor, on this one, I do want to stay on the podcast side of things. So for a moment longer, I mean, Mentors by Design, congrats. The inaugural first episode is out and live. I mean, how do you feel?
No, I feel fantastic. I just, right now I'm working on my future episodes. I'm getting more and more excited every time I'm putting my thoughts together, putting the plan together. It just, I see how much we can do to add quality for people's life. It's excite me. It really, really, really does. Like, for example, as I shared with you before on my other episode, that once the invasion happens, when Russia invaded in Ukraine, the war happened, and a lot of people had to just look for their, you know, the country to escape their horror in Ukraine. So I met a large group of those people, Ukrainian people, obviously, in Romania. And the leaders of that community, they share with me, they say, we're trying to tell them, guys, a job for you. You can go and start, you know, earning some income, but they just don't see that as something good for them. Obviously, because they are discouraged. People at the point, they're thinking what is going to be tomorrow. Their husband, for example, still there. So they go through a lot of pain. However, if you just help those people to see that opportunity and to act on it, which I did, the moment in life, everything could be changed in the moment, instantly. And now I keep in touch with this group of leaders. They said, Victor, when you left, when you spoke to this group of people, we could not motivate them with anything we tell them. But then when you left, all of a sudden, they all want to come and work. So we gave them a work in different businesses throughout the Romania. Now they're all working and life changed tremendously. And a lot of them, they decided that more likely they're going to stay. This is Romania or the other countries, because they never seen as clearly as opportunity as now. So, and we're talking about now, we see the millions of people to add the quality to people's life, to help them to find that special thing in their in their life is really what excites me.
That is exciting, and for your content that's coming out. So I know, and I know, you know, you're still in production and creative mode, but what are, and so, you know, more episodes are coming out, but just to give individuals a flavor, because I'm going to, we're going to leave the links, of course, in the show notes and all that. And I want people to go check out Victor's podcast and also to subscribe to it, of course, because I mean, a lot of great content there. But what is it, what are some of the things that you hope that your audience gets out of listening to the show? Like, what are some of the things you hope they get out of it?
Well, part of the show is to be like, to have a taste of how is it to have a coach, a coach where you have different questions and you're not necessarily asking those questions, but you would like that somebody put themselves in your shoes and would ask that question. So those questions I would ask my guests, and then we would share different principles that how we can practically help people to get that best job for themselves, to move in their career, to build their career, to open the business. What is it takes? Whether you need to, how much money you need to have, how to get the loan, and to get other people involved. That would be something, you know, I would like to do during the, those shows.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I listened to, of course, what you've done already. I mean, obviously, we're producing the show for you, so we're going back and forth on all this. But I find it inspiring. I know our audience will as well. And the idea of mentorship. So, hence the name, right? Mentors by
Design. That's the name.
I mean, the idea of mentorship, and like I just think about what mentors have meant in my life, and I just know that like what value they are, and how it can shorten down. Well, you know, maybe the time it takes to achieve certain goals that you like based on not having to make maybe some of the same mistakes that your mentors made along the way. So I love it that you share kind of both sides of the story. Shifting focus slightly. I mean, you're a busy guy. So now also, of course, you've been chosen based off your work, based off the content, you know, your heart, like all of that. You've been chosen to be an author in one of our upcoming Mission Matters books, which I'm really excited to publish your work and get all of the information out and your feeling and your content out to our readers. So we're not going to, and just for everybody watching, don't worry, we're going to bring Victor back on the show once the book is actually live and launched. So because obviously we want you to buy books, first of all, right? We do sell books, so we're not scared about selling books over here, but we do sell books, but also you want to make sure that we have some time to get Victor on the show to do a deep dive into his thoughts behind the writing and what he presented in the book. So just kind of high level, Victor, we're not going to give the audience everything here, but what are some of the things that you hope to bring to the readers in the upcoming book?
Well, I want to bring the emotional story. It would be, you know, I like to read the books myself, and some of the books I read in my life, you know, you just, it takes you just a day to read that through. I remember getting on a plane, and especially on a plane, you know, it's you think you have plenty of time, you can really focus because nobody's going to call you during your flight time. But find this hard to really read, focus during on the flight. But I remember there's few books I actually read. I could not put it down. Why? Because it was really related to me. It was connected to me emotionally, on the emotional level. So it's something that goes like underneath you and refresh your thinking, that it's kind of like somebody gets inside you and there to help you to write the plan. For example, it's not just getting excited. Oh, how great. I'm happy for this guy. But something that I could really take it and be motivated to write it down my own plan. That's what I consider the best books that I read. So that's what I hope to achieve with my book. And writing every word of that, that's exactly what I kept in mind. And I hope we can achieve that.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting, and I've seen it, and I know your work, so I have no doubt we'll be able to achieve that, and that our readers are going to get a lot of benefit. I can't wait to read it as well. I learned from all of our books and from all of our authors, so I'm excited to go even and learn even more about you and your story, because I know you have plenty more nuggets, and excited to hear more about the podcast as well. So Victor, I do want to spend a couple moments here, for those that do not know about your company, right? So Fine Designs, tell us a little bit more about the company and what you do there. Cause I think it's important to also, just highlight that, what you've done as a businessman. And I know you have a great executive team that makes it all possible. No one person, makes everything possible. There's always lots of people that are responsible for any success, but maybe take a moment or two just to give them some praise and also to just talk about the company, please.
So in short, we're selling event merchandise on site at the sporting events. But the question is, how many events there is out there? There is not only ESPN what's showing us the major baseball or basketball or football or soccer. People might don't know, but there is like hundreds, maybe even 1,000 events goes every weekend. And so kids playing their tournaments, they're building their career to go to Olympics. So that's where we're there. We go to every single tournament, what is in US, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and we're the ones who create the specific design for that specific tournament. And on the day of the tournament, when those athletes come to the place, whether this is Dallas, Texas, and there will be like United States Gymnastic Championship. So we're the ones who would actually design the specific logo. Yeah. And we sell a variety of different sportswear that everything comes with this official logo. So they cannot buy this anywhere else. So this is exclusivity. And besides that, we offer a customization where they can add names on a bag, different prints on a sleeve. So believe it or not, but most of the time we have lines of people because they cannot get this anywhere else. And they create in their own memory. This is specifically made for that specific event, official event merchandise. And with that, we've been very successful. Each weekend we cover about 100 to 150 events each weekend.
That's crazy. I had to stop there for a moment, because when you started telling me those numbers, 100 to 150 events, I can't imagine that. And then I forgot, you may have said this in a previous episode, but a cumulative number, roundabout, how many events since the history of the company? Cumulative. I hate to put you on the spot like this.
Oh, well, you put me on the spot.
I know, but give me a round number. I believe it's a lot.
It actually says on our website, but it would be a very hard guess for me. It's, I don't know, maybe until this time, if the company has been around for almost 30 years.
I know, I'm just
saying. I don't know. Maybe if...
okay, last year, whatever. Just give me a number, because it's a...
Maybe close to 100,000 already.
Yeah. There's just so... I just like for people to understand the scope of you probably have done more than 100,000 events, but just to put the amount of people's lives that you've affected through supporting them through these events, and the merchandising and all of that. Like, it's a big deal. It's a great business. It's a big deal. And it's, and the people just get so much value out of it. So I just always get a kick out of that number and putting you on the spot.
Yeah. Thank you.
So kind of looking at this, I mean, you got a lot going on, obviously, podcast, company, and oh, for the events part, I do want to I guess circle back to that for a moment. You're operating in the entire United States, right? So you're supporting different events all over the place, right? So tell us a little bit more about that, because it's obviously national show. I want to make sure that individuals have the opportunity to follow up with your team if they're interested, but a little bit more about that, please.
So we work with different organizer committees for every sport. There is obviously different organizations, and we work directly with the people who host the specific event. So if I'm sure a lot of people who listen to us, if they have children before or now, I'm sure they're very familiar with us, because anytime you go, any event, there is in the United States, especially, we probably cover the event with the event merchandise. So they probably seen us on site. But if somebody hosting on the future the event and they would like us to have us, it's a completely hassle free. Yeah. We also donate part of the percentage we pay back to the organizations. Roughly, we're probably paying about in donating about $10 million annually, at least to the sports and to the sporting organizations throughout the United States. So we would like to be part of your event, to add more prestige to the events, and for us, what's important for us is to be the way we work. It's not like simply about the t-shirts. It's about being in harmony with those event organizers, because we know how much work they have to go through just to put one event with so many people, so many families, so many concerns, so many headaches. It's just mind blowing. So we come there as a partner. We would like to take that responsibility off their shoulders, but not necessarily the profit margins. We would like to take the responsibility, the hassle we're trying to take away, and to add the profit margin so that it goes back to their sports, to their programs, so they can do it, goes back to those kids as well. And so that's what we do.
It's great. And definitely we love supporting what you're doing there, because a lot of people benefits. Great mission-based organization. So Victor, have to say, it's been great having you back on the show. I'm excited to bring you back once the book is launched so that we can also do a deep dive into your writing. And then the new podcast launch, again, Mentors by Design. We'll put links to all of that in the show notes so that individuals can follow up. If somebody wants to follow up, though, and learn more about Fine Designs, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would start with our website and then social media as well, finedesigns.com.
We'll put all that information into the show notes so that our audience can just click on the link and head right on over and check out what you're doing. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, engaging in the platform or listening to an episode, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, experts, having them share their story, why they do what they do. The idea is to inspire, the idea is to motivate. If that type of content sounds interesting or fun to you, I highly encourage you hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals like Victor coming up on the line, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Victor, stay safe over there in Paris. Enjoy your trip. Thank you for making time for coming back on the show, even while you're out there, and I appreciate you coming back on.
Thank you for having me.